Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yes, your 950 KJR Sports Headlines.
All right, here we go. Headlines on Softy and Dick Without Dick, brought to you by our friends at Buddy's Curtis and Glass. It's always 420 at Buddy's, baby.
Lighten up, Francis.
Lots to get to and not a lot of time to do it. Petro's coming up, matter of seconds here. First of all, Huskies announcing a home-and-home with Tennessee. That's football, by the way. Neyland Stadium. They'll go to Knoxville in 2029. And they'll head to Seattle for the makeup game in 2030. Bruce Arians fined $50,000 for slapping the helmet of safety Andrew Adams during the W over the Eagles on Sunday. Steve Sarkisian adding Gary Patterson to his staff in Texas as a special assistant. And the Titans-Bengals on Sunday. Derrick Henry did practice today, made it through a padded practice, and is on track to potentially play on Sunday. It would be his first game since breaking his foot on Halloween. Petros Papadakis, courtesy of Sweet James, right now.
It's time for our weekly conversation with college football analyst Petros Papadakis.
Not that I'm a smart guy, I'm stupid.
Brought to you by Sweet James Accident Attorneys.
41 yards.
If you're hurt in an accident, call Sweet James right away at 800-500-5200. Sweet James will be sweet to you, but tough on insurance companies that will bully you.
Baruch atah Adonai, Baruch atah Ushalai.
And now, with Petros, here's Dave Softy Mueller.
Losers.
Yeah, baby, here we go. Happy Wednesday. Big thanks to the king of pigskin, the king of sports talk radio in Southern California, one half of the famous Petros and Money Show in Southern California, our pal Petros Papadakis, for agreeing to go slumming with us every Wednesday and hang out with the little people right here on 950 KJR. Petros with us every Wednesday, courtesy of
Sweet James Bergener, the dense beard of justice. There is only one Sweet James. If you've been injured, you better call Sweet James, because that insurance company's not going to help you get your life back together to get the money that you're owed, to get your medical care, to get your car fixed. 800-500-5200, 800-500-5200, or sweetjames.com. You don't pay until you settle, and they're open 24 hours a day. They can't help you until you call. Find out if you have a case.
That was a great read. Could have been executed maybe a little better.
But more than anything, I want better execution. Are we clear on that? I want better execution.
Little stumble there at the end, but outside of that, it was okay.
What are you talking about?
Not your best work.
Wow.
Not your best work. Well, I have high standards, right?
I don't know.
You want to deliver that line, and you want to do it convincingly.
Stand on my head. I mean,
could you do that for me? Could you stand on your head? What would fall out of your pockets if you stood on your head? Are you the kind of guy that like carries
nothing
a pocket
right
knife
now,
around with
nothing.
You?
I'm wearing sweatpants.
Okay, gotcha. Well, Petros Papadakis is with us, and it's always
wearing,
great.
I give up pants.
Oh, I love those pants. You know, here's my take. Here's my philosophy. I'm 48 years old. I'll be 49 in August. I mean, dude, UW just scheduled today a home-and-home with Tennessee for 2029 and 2030. I'll be 55 damn years old. You think I give a crap what I look like right now? I'm all about comfort over style, and it's not even close.
You deserve that.
Yeah. Thank you.
And you're so slim and in shape that, you know, those clothes just hang off you. You know, you're like a hanger. Like Kevin McHale.
Yeah, like the guy in Beetlejuice on the hangar. Remember that scene? When he got
flattened?
Not
a big fan of that movie.
You don't like Beetlejuice? Winona Ryder?
I don't like it, but I just haven't really watched it intently as others have.
I got you.
So the references are a little bit lost on me. However, I did watch two movies over the weekend. Mm-hmm. Boxcar Bertha with Barbara Hershey from the early 80s.
Oh, Barbara Hershey from Hoosiers. Remember her
in
Hoosiers?
In the 70s.
Gotcha,
Boxcar
right.
Bertha from the 70s. And man, is she thick in this movie.
Okay. What
the
else
thickness
you got?
Is unbelievable from Barbara Hershey. And that's a 70s movie. It's actually a Martin Scorsese movie.
Uh-huh.
Before he had full control over production, of course. Yeah. And the other one I saw was also from the 70s called The Outfit.
Okay.
Starring Robert Duvall and Joe Don Baker.
Okay.
And they go around killing everybody.
Yeah. My favorite Robert Duvall role was in, you ever see Sling Blade with Billy Bob Thornton?
No.
God, what is wrong with you? Never saw Sling Blade?
Only in pieces, and I'm aware of the reference.
Yeah, well, then forget about it, because if you haven't seen the movie, you'd have no idea what the hell I was talking about.
It would be very upsetting enough. And really kind of a fruitless effort for both of us.
It would not make any sense. Well, let's move
on.
So
what do you want to talk about?
Well, we have a lot to talk about. You see where Gary Patterson is joining Sark's staff in Texas. He's starting to put together a little staff down there, and he's got Quinn Ewers transferring from Ohio State. Are things starting to look up for our guy Steve Sarkisian down there, you think?
They couldn't get much worse. I mean, they couldn't. Otherwise, he'd be fired. I mean, Texas has so much money that they don't suffer failure for very long. I mean, Mack Brown brought unprecedented modern success to the university and then got fired for it. Although it was kind of hard. It was like digging out a really entrenched cyst. But they did get rid of Mack Brown.
Jeez, that was graphic. Oh, God.
I like Mack a lot. But... So it doesn't surprise me. The Gary Patterson thing is eye-opening because he is not a good coach defensively. He is a great defensive coach. And if he wasn't, as we would euphemize to say, eccentric, he'd be the coach at Ohio State or TCU. I mean, or he'd still be the coach at TCU.
Did you want me to step in there and acknowledge that line? Because you kind of paused like you wanted me to give you a courtesy laugh or something.
No.
Okay, go ahead.
Gary's crazy.
You're crazy. You're crazy. I like you, but you're crazy.
He's a wild man.
Okay.
He's different. And if he wasn't so different, he'd be the head coach at Notre Dame or Ohio State or someplace like that. Like I often say, he is a defensive genius. And it is really hard to find teams getting consistent, uncontested catches against his secondary. And it's almost as fun to watch a college football game as it is to watch Gary Patterson call a defensive college football game from the sideline and wait till the last moment to make that secondary call. He waits so long that a half dozen times a game, they'll just wear a no call and play it vanilla because he didn't get it out there in time. He is unbelievably great defensively. Mm. So if Sark can actually deal with him as a person on the staff, then more power to him, but it is that makes waves for me. This guy transferring from Ohio State or this guy coming from that place, that doesn't mean much to me, but that is a huge deal.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm pulling for the guy. I know there's a few Husky fans that aren't pulling for the guy that, you know, whatever. Maybe they're angry because he took off and went to USC. Maybe they're mad because the guy went through all the ups and downs he went through. But, I mean, dude, the guy lost his wife. He lost his family. He lost his fortune, his credibility. He had to rebuild his freaking life, lost his job, his career, and then had to go back to the bottom and start over again. I'm pulling for Steve Sarkisian.
Well, I like the way you tell his story. I mean, there are some nuances between all of those things.
Sure, of course. He was a mess. There's no doubt about it, man. No doubt.
I think that you can make. I, of course, am rooting for him, too, because I want him to earn the money, and I want him to fulfill the hype, because, let's be honest, you can make a pretty solid argument, and you don't have to be a Husky fan to make it, that Steve Sarkisian has never been a spectacular head coach.
Yep.
He's been maybe at best a solid head college football coach, and nothing beyond that has ever been proven at any level as a head coach. And as a coordinator, he was pretty special when he had Norm Chow with him, and he was calling plays for really special players, and he was pretty special when he was calling plays for Alabama, because it's Alabama. Is he a bad play caller? No. He's creative. He understands how to call plays and move and shake with an offense. But beyond that, I don't really know what all the, I mean, $70 million a year to bring Steve Sarkisian to Texas or whatever it was, the $70 million paycheck to get him there.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. I mean, for what he's done and compared to others in the industry, to me, it's wild. So I'd love to see him have some success so some of that confirmation bias can be fulfilled.
Yeah. Well, there's just this allure with him that just doesn't go away, right? Maybe it's because
These guys that came up with Pete, and Pete decided to promote and make them his golden children of offense. They have lived 9 football lives between Lane Kiffin and Steve Sarkisian. Both of them personally imploded under the weight of the USC job, although USC was under horrible leadership at the time. But you could also say, if USC was under half competent leadership, they would have never been hired as the head coaches there. So it is really a wild thing that's happened with those guys. Are they good coaches? Yes. Are they anywhere near what they've been made to be by the media and when they were pumped up through the USC system? No.
Petros Papadakis, who is...
Well, do you think they are?
No, of course not. I mean, the data shows that, right? I mean, all you do is just...
I mean, how many jobs does a guy have to get?
Yeah, well, look, there's a serious dearth of quality candidates out there. Guys like that keep... I'm sure Rick Neuheisel, if he wanted a job in college football, could probably have one, for God's sakes. You could have one. Hugh Millen could have one. If you decided that you wanted to get back into football and you wanted a job, I'm sure you could get one, too.
Anybody that would hire me would deserve to lose.
Well, the problem is there's a lot of folks out there in their wrong mind. So there'd be no doubt that you could get a gig. But Petros with us. Hey, did you talk at all about the Bruce Arians?
Pete once played a trick on me back in happier times with the family.
All right.
That he was actually going to hire my father to be the linebacker coach.
That is cold.
Because Nick Holt, if you remember.
No, never heard of him.
Had left for
never heard of old Nicole
for some other job, and I think maybe to be the head coach at Idaho, his alma mater.
Yes, correct, right.
And Pete actually played like a full prank on me, to where I was like on the phone in the Fox Sports West parking lot.
Get out of here!
Screaming on the phone like, you cannot hire my father. He's crazy. He's an old man. He'll say terrible things and be fired within hours, And they started laughing at me like that, And my dad was in on it.
Oh,
and the radio
wow.
producer was in on it.
Oh, that's cold.
They were happier times, Softy. Happier times.
Well, I got you.
Dude, what's up, man? Where you been?
It's been around.
Around.
Now that is not how we remember.
I don't want to answer this question,
Coach Carroll. Well, hey, did you talk
at
all?
Why do you want to know that? Why is it so important for you?
I don't know.
Why would you need to know that? Why is that so important to you?
Did you talk at all in your radio program, your highly rated program down there, AM radio, about Bruce Arians?
Well, it can be podcasted on the iHeartRadio app.
Same with us.
I heard that AM radio slight.
Yeah, we got. Well, it's the same with us. I mean, it's not a FM slight. AM, you're on A. No, just AM and the iHeart.
Didn't
app,
you guys double up after a while back?
We did a while back, and then they dropped it. Like it was. Oh. You know what? We actually launched that thing, and like the first week in, my boss is, oh my God, look at the ratings. This is incredible. And then from that point on, right down the toilet. So they got rid of it. Did you talk at all about the Bruce Arians thing with Andrew Adams and slapping him in the helmet?
No, I saw it. But
a lot of people said, well, if Jimmy Lake can get fired, why can't Bruce Arians?
Well, pro football is different from college.
Uh-huh.
It is a line that he crossed. He was fined. And Bruce Arians won the Super Bowl last year.
Does that matter?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
And Jimmy Lake was in the midst of having a personal meltdown.
Yeah.
Much like a Sark. Well, not, the same. Yeah. Kiffin and either way, the weight of the job crushed him. Just like Kiffin and Sark. But they're talking about Jimmy Lake down here at UCLA.
Do you hear a little bit
about that with Chip Kelly and Jimmy Lake? You hear about that?
Well, who's down there now is our old buddy, Ikeika Malloy, the old linebacker at UW, turned defensive line coach, turned linebackers coach. He wanted to come back, and Kalen DeBoer told the guy to take a hike, and now he's on Chip Kelly's staff.
Well, he must have taken the 5.
Yeah. So they're talking about hiring Jimmy down there?
Didn't you hear about that, Cates?
No.
Okay.
I haven't heard that at all. You're making that up.
No.
Who's saying this stuff? Who's your source?
I guess I'm the only one. I saw it on Twitter.
Well, tell me. What'd you see?
I saw Jimmy Lake to UCLA, maybe.
You did not.
I saw it.
Okay. Is this a credible source?
No. That's why I was trying to get Gates to back me up, and when he wouldn't, I'm not going to die on that hill.
Well, I asked Wilner yesterday if he's unhirable right now, and he said maybe this hiring cycle, yes, but next year, no. What do you make of that?
I don't know. I think the media cycle works a lot differently than it used to. And there's a lot of people out there in the football world that feel like Jimmy Lake got a raw deal.
Mm-hmm.
I was a little too close of a witness to the whole thing.
Uh-huh. Do you believe he got a raw deal?
No.
Yeah. You had a great line. You had a great line on the air about that. You said Jen Cohen was right to hire him, and she was right to fire him.
Yeah, what can you do? No. I mean, the hire was widely celebrated and should have been.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody in the world of football saw him falling flat on his face the way he did.
Right.
And Washington had to make a quick pivot and a quick recovery with the way the coaching world is today. And unfortunately, whether it's right or wrong, him slapping that kid and a walk-on freshman whose dad just died of COVID is a lot different than a pro football player and Bruce Arians with his stormtrooper strap on, to me. I mean, just to me. And there's no doubt that right or wrong, Washington used that opportunity to catapult Jimmy Lake out of Mott Lake.
Wait a minute. What did you just say? Bruce Arians, what?
Have you seen that thing he wears?
No,
on
I know
his
what
chest?
You're. Like, yeah, it's
like
his
a stormtrooper.
It's his radio, like. And most coaches wear it around their belt, and he wants it on his chest for some reason. But
yeah, and it looks like a stormtrooper. He looks like a Star Wars character.
That's not what you said, though.
What did I say?
You said something else. It's fine. Go back and listen to the iHeart Radio.
What did I say?
Podcast. You'll figure it out. People listening know what you said.
Did I say storm pooper?
It's unfortunate that we had that on our air live. That is disgusting.
You did not say storm pooper. You said
what
something else.
Say?
I'll tell you off the
air. What did I say? Did you hear it?
I'll tell you off the air. It's funny. It's funnier to think about all the people in the audience that caught that. It's not a big deal. I mean, some people may not, you know, right over the head, but, you know, some folks, I'm sure, caught it. And, you know,
over my head.
They're giggling in their car right now. Well, you know,
all right. I don't get paid to do this anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Well, not for 9 months at least. Speaking of the Huskies, did I just say that out loud, by the way?
I don't even know what I said.
Junior Adams takes off for Oregon, and we all think, oh, this is going to be bad. He's going to bring a lot of wide receivers with him.
Are we doing assistant coach talk?
I'm just making a point here. Would you let me finish for sake?
Sorry.
Let me finish. Junior Adams goes to Oregon, and I'm a little concerned, as a lot of Dog fans are, that he's going to bring all these young receivers with him, and nobody left. He lost one recruit, and he lost Bynum, but I think that was before he was going to go to Oregon anyway, and Adunze, McMillan, Taj Davis, Jalen Polk, they just got the kid to transfer from ASU, Junior Alexander. It kind of feels like maybe that's kind of a win for Kalen DeBoer that he loses a coach like that, but keeps the young core of those wide receivers together.
Yeah, you know, I keep
don't
hearing
you
about
think?
All these. Yeah, great. Way to go, DeBoer. I like Kalen DeBoer. There's going to be plenty of talent on that team regardless. He's going to figure that out. Don't worry.
Oh, God.
They're going to be fine.
Yeah.
But I do find it interesting, like, USC adds a new wide receiver in the transfer portal every day.
Yeah, they got Jerry Rice's kid, by the way, I saw.
Yeah, Jerry Rice's kid, didn't they get Bynum?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I mean, you look down the, I mean, USC literally has, if you look on the roster, like 50 receivers. It's unbelievable. And at some point, you know, I'd love to hear some news like, hey, they brought in this left tackle. And hey, how about this right guard they've brought in? He's been starting for 5 years at this other place. Like, I want to hear more of those stories. Do you know what I'm saying?
I do. I do know what you're saying. I just counted.
I don't know.
I just counted, by the way. I'm on the USC website right now. You know how many wide receivers are officially listed now on their roster?
Well, Brew McCoy is leaving.
Okay. Well, that makes it even better because that's a perfect number. Here's 41
yards.
Ha!
41 wide receivers. No, I'm half kidding. Maybe it's like 61. But did you hear Tate Martell retired from football?
I did, but I heard he's getting into business, and that is going to be crazy.
I heard
it's going to be big time. Like, we don't understand. And I tried to get into this with Matt, you know, but he didn't really want to talk about it.
Yeah, he's bummed about the Chargers still, probably.
Yeah.
Right?
That's really eclipsed a lot of things.
Yeah.
But that and the hatred of the Raiders.
I got you.
But I have to say, like, we're older people. We don't understand business. But if I was going to get into business with a young person, the first person I would call, and he no doubt would have one of those earpiece Bluetooth things on his ear that leaves there all day, the first person I would call is Tate Martell.
Mm. Mm.
I want in on whatever he's doing.
I mean, what could he be up to?
I don't know, but they said it's going to be huge.
Yeah, and it never works out.
You know
what?
It probably will be.
Yeah.
Why do you think people have $10,000 to spend on a comic book now?
Well, he
or
was
$5,000 to spend on a picture on somebody's phone.
Yeah.
Some NFT stupid crap.
You're not into
Tate
the
Martell understands things that we could never understand.
You're not into the NFT craze?
I don't know what it is. Like, is that Darren Revelle having all the civil rights memorabilia? Is that what that is?
I have no idea.
What's an NFT? It's like a picture on your phone, but it's the original.
Yeah.
And somebody else that has that picture is not the original?
It's like, you know, this actually would be a hilarious segment. Getting people like you and me to explain to young folks what the hell an NFT is, you know?
Or is it like Marshawn Lynch's glove?
No,
from a game? It's like a one-time thing?
No, that's like a video of a scene or a piece of art or, you know, a play or a movie clip, and you own it. Nobody else owns it besides you. Non-fungible token.
But how could no one else own it?
Because you bought it.
But what about the copies?
Well, then they're gone. They're just in the ether. They blow them up. And it's illegal now to own it. If you have a copy, you have to turn it in. I got no idea, man.
I almost believed you.
Are you kidding me?
So that's not like having, like, I got a Rosa Parks rookie card like Darren Revelle.
Right. Yeah. No, I saw that. Yeah,
which was a slightly embarrassing.
Idiot. My God. I mean, what is wrong with that guy? You think?
I don't know.
Something wrong, I think, like between the ears?
I think that can be said for most of us.
All right. Well, maybe by this time next week, we can explain to the audience what the hell a non-fungible token really is. So
I don't really know what it is.
Well, find out and report back next week. We'll see.
Is that like, hey, I got this bag of Mr. Unlimited's hair?
Oh, man. You know what? That's a hell of an idea, by the way.
Mr. Unlimited. But
people would pay
like
for
I
that.
I have it like from his Prince haircut phase.
Yeah, yeah.
Like if I had that.
Right.
Is that an NFT?
No, no. It's not an NFT.
What's that? Just memorabilia?
It's a pile of hair.
Yeah, but it's memorabilia.
Exactly.
It's because it's from Mr.
Mr. Unlimited. Look what the hell she's doing. She out here pregnant at all, trying to take a photo.
All right, man. We got to run. Good stuff. We'll talk in a week.
Trying to take a photo.
What do you got planned for the week, by the way? Anything big on the schedule? This weekend, big plans with the family? Kids?
Well, yeah, I do things with my kids.
What do you got going on?
We went to the comic book store.
Okay. And you'd spent $10,000 on a comic book. You're the guy.
No.
You're the guy that did it.
We're very prudent.
Are you?
The people that spend $10,000 on comic books made a bunch of money in crypto, and I don't understand that either.
Welcome to my happy place.
All right, man. Next week, we'll have we'll do a little bit of a primer on NFTs and cryptocurrency.
No. We'll do it live!
Dogecoin.
All right, Softy, suck an ass.
See you, man. Petros Papadakis, Kevin Harlan. 5:05 tonight, right here on 950 KJR.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.